a tune in the toilets. After the recent exam, Meng Qing was not in a fit state, but the girl managed to stay on top. Outgoing and upbeat, she was sure that she would have better luck next time. She was concerned, however, about some of her mates. They seemed to be in hell, their facial expressions telling everything. During the 30-minute recess between the second and the third periods one morning, Meng Qing made a trip to the toilet. The moment she stepped into the room, she heard a very sad tune coming from a booth. Someone was humming the sad song there. It was so doleful that the girl was instantly infected. It sounded as if the singer were being weighed down by an intolerable burden. Meng Qing thought that she herself was on the very verge of tears. "It must be the exam," she said to herself. "What should I do?" Meng Qing's first impulse was to do a happy song to counteract the doom and gloom. On second thoughts, she realized that a joyous tune might plunge the singer into an abyss. Therefore, she decided to hum after the singer in a lower voice. When Meng Qing started, the voice from the booth paused for a moment and then resumed. Both girls were doing the sad tune in this way when all of a sudden the originator broke down into an outpouring of grief. The girl was weeping as if a river bank had been burst. Hearing the loud free sobs, Meng Qing smiled to herself. She was convinced that the singer would be feeling all right after the vent.